Blog Talk Radio.
The Frolics of Inner Sight.
Which
Louie
one do you
will
want?
Be here later.
I saw
the Italian Mamba and the Crazy House. And let's see. Special surprise from Jimmy Dinigan.
That's going to be cute.
To be announced.
What music would you like?
How about some music? How about give me some of that?
What would you like?
Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy, that's what I thought. Okay. Here we go.
Come along, Stanley. Where are we going? We're going out to start our new business. New business. But I hope it's not monkey business. No. What are we going to sell? We're going to sell something that we don't need any money to buy.
There you go.
We don't need any money to buy it. Well, how can you sell it if you can't buy it? Never mind that. I made it with my chemistry set.
Oh.
Chemistry? I didn't know you were a scientist of that type or that extraordinary. Well, of course I'm a scientist. I went to the School of Hard Knocks. Yeah, you knocked on one door and they threw you out of the other.
That's right.
Now, come along. We're going to sell invisible ink. Invisible ink? Well, how are we going to sell that if it's invisible? That's the whole point. Just listen to me and follow what I do and do as I do and say as I say.
Yep.
But I don't want to do as you do, say as you say. I want to live a long time. Just get out. Get out the door. Come on. Get your invisible ink right here. Oh, how do you do, sir? Are you interested in writing love letters? Writing love letters? My wife will kill me.
No.
Why don't you write a love letter to her? I'd rather have her kill me. I'd rather have her kill you than write a love letter? Wait a minute. Now, where the... Ollie, give him some of that invisible ink. There you are. That'll be $1.
$1.
Where is it? But it's right there. Can't you see it? How can you see it if it's invisible? What kind of a racket is this? Well, it's invisible ink. See, you see, the beauty of invisible ink is that once you write it, it's always there, even though you can't see it. What? What kind of a shenanigan is that? I think you guys are a bunch of frauds. I'm going to have you arrested. Well, don't have him arrested. He couldn't help it. His mother said he was a chemist, and he made the invisible ink, and now he's just... Could you cut that out? Hello, miss. Do you have a boyfriend?
What? What kind of a question is that? Are you one of those perverts? Get away from me.
Well, I don't want to do what you do and say what you say. I told you that, look, you're getting in trouble already. Never mind. I'll make a sale yet. Well, how are you going to sell it if it's invisible? Watch this. Get your invisible ink. $1 special.
There you go.
$1 special. Well, wait a minute now. Are you fellas for real? Say, I know you. You're that fella who gets up there and with a back in his gun. I mean, a gun in his back. Now that's right. Hey, you know who that is? That's Jack Benny. Jack Benny, that's right, Jack Benny. Yeah. Well, now what's going on? I mean, what are you doing on the corner? Well, we're selling invisible ink. Invisible ink? Now wait a minute. How can you sell invisible ink when you can't see it? When you can't see it, smell it, feel it, or hear it? But it's always there. Oh, where is it? Oh, here it is, right here. Here you are. Well, now wait a minute. Where is it? Well, it's right in front of you. But I can't see it. Well, of course you can't see it. It's invisible. Now that'll be $1. $1? Well, I haven't got $1. Don't you ever watch my show? Well, once in a while, you know. Well, if you watch my show, you know. You know I don't have $1. I mean, all the people that work for me, they're always looking to get paid, and I pay them, but... Now look at fellas. Why don't you come down to the show and you can get up on the stage and sell your invisible ink? You mean he's going to be on television? That's right. Just come down to the CBS studio and tell him Jack Benny sent you. Oh, now by the way, that'll be $1. One
you broke even.
Jack Benny, $1. He wasn't going to give them a dollar.
That's right.
All right, Insight. Insight Folic. Oh, boy, what a crazy... did you hear the latest on the news?
Uh-oh. Whenever you say that, I worry.
This guy kind of reminded me of the opera Pagliaccio, but thank God it wasn't violent. Pagliaccio was violent.
Oh, yeah.
But this older guy, see, had a girlfriend, well, a wife, about the same age as him, see. So she got tired. She didn't want him. She wanted a younger guy, right?
Uh-oh.
So she got a younger guy who looked like him.
Oh, geez.
Now, just follow this, folks. I mean, you got to follow this. See? So, so this younger guy went out with this older woman, and the older guy caught wind of it. So he went to the younger guy's house, and he's standing out in the street, and he's going, Come on out of there, Mike. Come on, I know you're in there. Come on out and fight like a man. Win and take all. Come on, Mike. And the guy wouldn't come out, you know. He's standing in front of the house. And Mike wouldn't come out of the house. Mike thought it was funny. You know, here's this older guy wants to fight the younger guy. And this guy was a nice guy, you know.
Yeah.
So the wife comes along, see. She's got a date with this guy. So she comes along and says, "What are you doing here?" I'm defending my honor.
What honor? You don't have any honor. How did you find out?
A little birdie told me. I'm defending my honor. Hey, Mike, come on out and fight like a man.
Leave him alone. He's not going to fight. He's a peaceful guy. Why do you think I'm going out with him?
I still love you.
Oh, get away from me.
So this guy Mike comes out. See? He comes out. And he says, hello. He goes, hello. Oh, Mike, what do you want? And the guy says, what do I want? I want to punch you right in the mouth. That's what I want. Get over here. So the guy gets up and they both start dancing around, you know, like they're going to fight, you know. Limber up your body.
Yeah.
Limber up your body. Come on. And the guy goes, cover up your face. Cover up your face, Mike. Cover it up. Come on. Boom. He punches him right in the stomach. He covers up his face.
Oh. Right in the kisser.
And Mike goes, ah. And he says, what'd you tell me to cover up my face and punch me in the stomach for? Said, well, I'll teach you never to trust anybody in the boxing ring. So she divorced the other guy, and then she broke up with the young guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're good.
So nobody got anything.
That's right.
All right. All right, in a sight. Let's see. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Oh, give me the philosopher. You got the philosopher?
Yeah, I got the philosopher. Hold
give
up.
Me that disabled friendly philosopher. Live on Inner Sight. One more time, let it go. Hello there, folks. Well, did you hear the latest? People are starting to fight. Yeah. One fella says, gee, I hope this pandemic is never over. The other fella says, what do you mean you hope it's never? What are you, crazy? No, he said, I never made so much money in my life. I tell you, he goes, this pandemic is good for business. He said, what kind of a business are you in? He said, oh, I sell body bags. Body bags? He said, yeah. He says, gee, I made $4,000 yesterday selling body bags. Yeah, the only thing is, the one fella come in, he says, have you got a body bag that burns? Well, I said, what do you mean, burn? He says, I want to cremate my mother-in-law. Cremate your mother? I said, wait, is she dead? Not yet. What? Get out of here. So a lot of people don't want this thing to end. They're making money. A little, how about, hey, you got vaccine people, hospitals, doctors, mortuaries, funeral halls, cemeteries. All those people, they like pandemic.
Yeah, they do.
Sure they do. Why do you think they go to school and learn how to deal with bodies? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not dealing with live bodies, they're dealing with dead bodies.
Ew.
That's right.
You know what it sounds like? It's horrible. When I went to school, I had to... Sorry.
Don't be glad if the pandemic makes you sad. Yeah. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, what are we going to do when the pandemic is gone? Now I got to go to work. I don't want to go to work. I'm working from home. I'm having a lot of fun goofing off here. And I'm getting paid for it. So one guy get up and says, I want another pandemic. That's it. Pandemic, come on, come on. Another guy says, well, let's see. China was the one. You got to get another country other than China to start it. That's right. So there you have it, folks. A lot of people like the pandemic. Oh, they might not admit it, but look at how they're making money on it.
I hate it, honestly.
I don't hate it. I think it's a good
lesson.
Forum to let people know how the government doesn't protect us.
Well, that, yes, but I just don't like the fact that people are dying. That I don't like. I hate that part.
Well, that's what they say. I don't know how many people have died. I mean, I haven't met one person yet who had this virus.
I have. Too many.
Two people you met, right?
More.
That's not a lot of people.
No, I said more.
Two people. Huh?
Well, me? No, I met more. You know, Mary had it, and a couple of my friends had it, and Chris's sister-in-law and his niece and his brother had it, and it's been around. But we've been pretty good. We've been following,
so did all,
you know,
people,
what we feel.
All those people didn't die, right?
True, yes. But the beginning of this pandemic, my mom could have had it. That's what I've been told.
Well, you would have checked that out, because if she had it, you could get some money.
Yeah, I hope so.
What do you mean she could have had
it? But I'd have to, you know, exhume her body from what I hear.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that.
No.
Yeah, but exhuming bodies. Wouldn't you want the person to rest? No?
Nah, come on. Person rest. No matter what. Person's dead. They don't know anything. Anyway, in a sight around the world, they brought to you by the Big East. Akita Rescue. The Little Bear. Oh, yeah. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue. Yeah, adopt an Akita. Hey, Kennedy Realty, my buddy, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty.
Mr. Kennedy Realty.
Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Yeah, good guy. Good guy to know. He's trustworthy.
Yeah, he's so cool. Yes, he is.
Take our word for it on Intersight. Let's see. Able News. You got the Able News?
Yes, I do. Hold up.
Let it run.
Okay, hold on. For some reason, my screen went blank, so I could start saying
it
and then add this. All right, hold on. Hold on. Why did it do that? My screen froze. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Able News.
Did it.
Read it and weep.
Here it goes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, sign those petitions or I'm letting you have it. You dirty rat.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You better sign that petition, see? I'll fill you so full of holes you'll look like Swiss cheese.
That's right. Be
now,
careful.
Don't get smart with me, see? Yeah, yeah. I like when James Cagney played the one movie he played a cowboy. I can't think of the name of that movie, but it was a good movie. Mm. Anyway, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Corey, Avante, baby Royalty, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all our little buddies, all right. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And don't forget about our new show, Wednesday night. Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them.
That's right.
Yeah. I got an email from the governor today, the new governor.
Did you?
The lady governor. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to go through, but I answered it. She called me friend. I said, thank you for calling me friend, but if you're really a friend to those of us who are disabled, you'll help us get rid of the nursing home.
That's right.
So let's see if she
answers.
Even if she didn't get it, I'm planning to give her a call this week. I'm going to find out where she's at. All right, Inner Sight. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Louie's coming up.
Yeah.
And the biting buzzard is here. And we're going to tell you about the person who died from arterial monocomia.
Died? Wow.
From biting fleas.
How about this, okay? We have three movies that had cowboys in them that were Cagney. So, Oklahoma Kid, Tribute to a Bad Man, and Boy Meets Girl. Which one was it?
What was the last one?
Boy Meets Girl?
No, I don't know that one. I don't There's know
one,
which one
Tribute
that,
to
I
a
saw
Bad
him,
Man.
He was, what are you playing at, a sheriff?
What, Tribute to a Bad Man or Boy Meets Girl?
Bad Man.
Oh, hold on. I think so. Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight.
Hot-headed Rancher. Hot-headed Rancher. That's what he played.
Oh, yeah.
Is shot.
Anyway.
And Russell's stealing horses.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah, I think that's the one I saw.
Yeah, it's a Tribute to a Bad Man.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Oh, you need dog food, cat food? Call Gary at Nobody Stopped on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Yeah. That way, if your mother-in-law goes hungry, you know, you can save some money.
Oh.
So but don't
bad.
Let her know it.
No. Don't worry, she'll let us know.
Well, she might.
Yeah, she does.
She catches it.
We share food, which is good. That's the good part. We share food.
All right. So, what else we got? Well, I don't feel like doing all these stupid commercials. That's ridiculous. Suffolk Bus Corp.
Except for that one.
Suffolk Bus. We don't want to forget them. Suffolk Bus Corp.
No.
All right. And let's see. I had a skit in mind about this person who spent the rest of her life on the floor.
What?
Yeah.
What was that about?
See, this person was very stubborn, see. They wouldn't quit smoking cigarettes.
Well, there you go.
So they found out, they came up with a lung disease, you know, and once you get that, forget it. It's all over.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know. So, the neighbor next door, see, where this person lived, had a dog.
Huh?
Yeah, see, my mother had a dog next door, and the dog, they let the dog roam around in the hall, in the building, see.
Huh?
You mean the hall? Yeah, out in the hall. And the dog had biting fleas.
Oh.
Yeah. So the fleas jumped on this person.
Eek.
And bit her up.
Ow.
You know. So now the person had the bad lungs, the fleas, and whatever else. And that was it. And the, so one day the landlord comes banging on the door, boom, 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 boom. I want my rent, you idiot. You know, you want the rent. You know. Boom, 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 yeah, back here. And nobody answers.
Uh-oh. She dead?
So he pulls out the, you know, every landlord, I don't know if you noticed.
Has a master key.
Every landlord has a key.
Yes.
Yeah, they got to have a key. How are they going to get in? No.
Yeah.
Well, I discovered that my landlord didn't have a key.
Oh, shit.
I said, oh, that's good.
Excuse me. Yeah, that is. But it's bad at the same time. Why did you lose your key?
Anyway, this guy, well, he didn't need it. Actually, now that I remember, he didn't need a key because this person left the door open.
Uh-oh.
Wasn't locked.
Okay.
So he goes in and he sees this person on the floor. You know, and that's it. They're stiffified. They go, oh, my God, what happened? Oh, no, please. So he starts looking around the place to see if there's any money hidden, you know, you got anything hidden around here, whatever you have, I'll take it for the rent.
That's right.
So he takes the rent. Meantime, the dog is running up and down the hall, see, barking. And the fleas are jumping all over the place.
Oh, great.
And the guy says, I got to get out of here. I'm allergic to fleas. Anyway, believe it or not, that's a true story.
Story.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Doom,
right.
Doom, doom,
doom. Doom. So this person passed on from fleas.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what happened. This person passed on from biting of fleas.
Flea infestation.
And, well, the lung condition.
Didn't help,
you know.
Yeah, not with the fleas.
Anyway. This person refused to go to the hospital. Well, you know, that's their choice.
Yeah, I don't
Can't make anybody go to a hospital.
Nope.
Unless they break the law or something, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those hospitals are horrible. Oh, God.
No, don't let me get started.
Getting worse.
They store a...
Yeah, so, all right, Inner Sight Frolic. Oh, if you want to call in and act stupid, go ahead, 213-816-1650.
We just put a request out for stupidity, so everybody please join us.
Anybody on the line?
Let me check again.
People don't usually call in on the frolic, but that's all right.
But usually Louie does. I don't see him yet. He did right at the beginning of the show, and then he went off again.
All right. We got Louie coming up. And Jimmy Dinigan, Crazy Jimmy, always doing something weird in the... In the classroom.
Once I mentioned that. And here he's in, too.
Pounding the real pump to the class, if you don't like it, jump it up your ass. Jimmy, cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had, when we were kids in school, we used to have show and tell. You ever have show and tell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You had to get up in the front of the classroom and do something or act, or, you know, show and tell, you know.
Right.
So Jimmy decided this one day that he was going to kiss Janie. And Janie freaked out and started yelling. And Miss Martha, Jenny, keep still. And Jimmy's up in the front of the class.
Oh, yeah, Jenny, I'm going to kiss Jenny. That's my show and tell. But I won't have to tell because everybody will know it.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to kiss you. Come here, Jenny. No, get away from me, Jimmy. Don't you dare come near me. I'll slap you. I'll tell your mother. You're not supposed to kiss girls. Oh, am I supposed to kiss a boy? No! What's the matter with you? You don't have any brains. My mother said, tell Jimmy he has no brains. Yeah, brain. You don't got brains. Bring my hair up there, right there, see? Hey, Jenny, look, failed in the real, find to the ground. Will you cut that out? You're not going to kiss me.
Oh, come on, Jenny. It's fun. I won't hurt you.
No.
So Miss Moss says, Jimmy, that's enough of that. Now, what do you got for show and tell?
toned down, and I couldn't bring it to school. My mother wouldn't let me. Why not? Because it's too little, and it was hungry. Hungry? Uh-oh. Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Jimmy? I'm talking about my little friend. I got home, and you know, I want to bring it into school, and a little hamster Bubble. His name is Bubble. Little Bubble, show and tell. Well, your mother was right. You can't bring those little animals to school. Besides, they could get lost. Jimmy, why don't you kiss the hamster? Ew, no, I don't want to kiss the hamster. Ew, that's disgusting. That's disgusting, Janie. Well, you're not going to kiss me. First I'll kiss the hamster, then I'll kiss you. No, get away from me. Ah!
Crazy Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a riot. It's a good thing he didn't bring the hamster in, because she would have had to send him down to the principal with the hamster.
Of course.
Kramer would have freaked.
He didn't like any rodents?
No, he didn't like those little animals.
Oh, really?
One time there was a mouse. There was a mouse in his office. He freaked out. He went screaming in the hall in the night.
No way.
But the only thing is, it was day.
Oh,
went
boy.
Screaming in the night during the day. Get it out. Get it out. Call the fire department. Get it out.
Fire
department. Fire
department.
They ring
we
the
have
stupid,
a hamster.
He rings the stupid fire drill.
No, for the mouse.
Fire drill, fire drill, Jimmy Joe, fire drill.
So we had to line up.
Get in line, Janie. Come on, Jimmy. Joe, stop banging your fingers on that table and get over here.
Poor Miss Ma. That's all I have to say.
That quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wonder where all these people are. I'd like to get them on your show.
Yeah. I mean, all these kids are blind. Everybody's going, where's the line? Where's the line?
Where's the line, Daniel? Come here, Daniel. Help me. No, get away from me, Jim.
Were you laughing the whole time? I could see you laughing.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
Yeah, you must
so
have been.
So Kramer set off the fire alarm, and we all had to come out, you know, fire drill, you go out in the hall and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, what happened? And we heard the teachers talking, you know.
Yeah.
And then one guy says, Jack saw a mouse in his office. One guy goes, what? A mouse? What's that got to do with a fire drill? He said, well, you know him. He's a neurotic. And Jimmy goes, what did you know?
Everybody goes, shut up.
I mean, Mom, what's a neurotic? A neurotic? What is that? That when somebody died, they rot? Neurotic? Jimmy, be still.
I can hear it now.
He said, new Rodham.
Me declaiming new Rodham.
Oh, man, we had some fun that day. That's cool. We had more fun than we ever did work, I got to tell you something.
Well, we had people, you had fun. We had people who were mischievous, and what they would do is take lighters and light your pants and laugh on you being hurt from the behind and the back.
Oh, that's
that was
crazy.
Worse. It's hard. It is crazy. Yeah, that's called
dangerous.
Public school. Very dangerous.
Well, that was dangerous. They didn't do anything about that?
Oh, yeah, they got the people, but it took a while. I mean, of people going, ah, and holding their butt. I was one of them.
That's crazy. What did they do about it? They called the cops?
No, they didn't really call the cops. They had detention and required community service and blah, blah, blah. The next time they did it, then they went to the police. They gave them a freebie, you know, if they didn't know the consequences of what would happen. Then the next time around, it was like, okay, that's it.
So they used to, they came to school with cigarette lighters?
Yeah.
Did a lot of those kids smoke?
No. It was a thing. And they also lit lockers on fire. They loved that.
Oh, wow.
So what I ended up doing is putting a screen on the back of where you could shove things in the locker. I took some of my father's screening material, and then I just put it on the thing because I didn't want to be sticking anything in my locker.
That's crazy.
Three lockers away from me, somebody's locker was on fire, so they had to call the fire department. Because you know why? They didn't want to take the finals or the regents or whatever it came by, you know, for the high school.
Oh, they called the fire department?
Yeah, the fire really got out of hand one of the times, not near my locker, but maybe on the same level, but on the other side of the building. And believe me, they called the fire department for that one because it led from one to the other locker. It actually went to a few lockers, and then it was going to go to a classroom after that. So they had to...
Oh,
then
that's
after
a big
that,
fire. So what did they do? They had to put water on everything?
Yeah. Everybody's clothes were drenched, and they took everybody the next day to the assembly hall, and they said, anybody else does that, they're being arrested. That's it. We gave you one shot.
You dirty bum.
That's right. We gave you one shot to correct yourself, and then that's it.
Well, the guy called me up the other day. He says, would you give me a reference? I said, what?
Who said this?
A reference for what? He says, I want to get a loan. I want to become a gambler. I said, what? I said, you want a reference?
Okay.
I'll give you a reference. So he gave me the application.
Yeah.
You know, he had it put in Braille too.
So nonetheless,
it says on the application, it says, how long do you know this person? Too long. It says on the bottom, it says, is this person of a good standing, upright citizen and reliable?
He stands up.
So
right.
Said,
that's what I would say.
This person is a bum. I don't know if he ever got the loan, but I gave him a reference. That was my reference.
I wonder
and
who
I'm,
that was. Do I know him?
Huh?
Do I know him?
Nah, you don't.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is Lou here?
Yes, he is. He should
Lou
be waiting
on the line.
Like that.
Lou
yes,
with
he
the.
Is. With
hope you got the conga drum.
I think he does.
Hey, you got the conga drum, Lou?
Yo,
this is Louie Rivera, the Love Drops Louie on the telephone. Welcome to Friday Night Frolics with the
you
one and
the
only Frank
tonight?
Perino. Wait a minute. With Frank Perino and the one with the nice pretty voice, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. Welcome to the Inner Side on a Friday night, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Yeah, so... did you ever give out love drops at a hospital?
I got to talk to the nurse and the doctor first before I give them out to them. And the lady said, it's okay, Louie. You can give the female nurses some. They'll be all right. Take a little bit. I hope it tastes good. I'll get you something fresh.
You mean the goody, love
goody candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gave it out in the hospital, right?
Yeah, I talked to the doctor, okay, and they can have some, you know. I hope it tastes good like everything should, right into your belly button.
Oh, belly button?
There used to be a cigarette commercial like that.
Oh, yeah.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the old Winston cigarette commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't
even
call him Winston anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. Hello, Suzanne.
I met the guy who...
Hi, Lou.
Hey, Frank,
I met the guy
talk
who
to
used to do
minute.
The... Hey, Louie.
Talk to me.
I met the guy who used to do the Marlboro commercials. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Chrissy Crump.
Oh, yeah? That was
used
the guy?
Used to do Marlboro.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he on the horse all the time and coming down the mountain or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, my, I'm dating myself.
All
hey,
right,
Frank,
Insight.
The Marlboro commercial.
Yeah.
That's a Marlboro commercial I told you about.
Yeah, that was a Marlboro commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chrissy Crump. He was a nut, that guy. All right.
And then he used to say the words after that.
Marlboro.
Marlboro.
What they used to say about Marlboro? The
cigarettes?
Made
like
from
Marlboro
choice
Man
tobacco.
That's right. That's right. And it was with this
something
really
like
voiceover, really deep voiceover.
And what about
guaranteed
Salem? Salem?
Guaranteed to kill you or you get your money back.
That's right.
And you can take Salem. Hey, Frank,
yeah,
you can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. That's a classic commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about the great Jack Benny commercial, you know? Lucky Strike. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those were horrible. I had to buy them for somebody once. They were.
Non-filter, no. Not like non-filter. I don't like that one.
Oh, it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
They got
my
Lucky
old
Strike,
man used to smoke
more.
Lucky Strikes.
Yeah?
The worst cigarette in the world.
They were. They smelt nasty.
Yeah. Lucky
yeah,
Strike.
Yeah, that's right. How about Terryton, Mary Terryton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about a black eye?
Oh, yeah.
What was the other one? Chesterfield.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Chesterfield,
Leo,
I remember that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All those cigarettes. Chesterfield, what was the other Lucky Strike, Marlboro, Pall Mall. Pall Mall.
And don't forget Newport.
Newport.
Newport,
yeah.
L&M, you got Kent.
L&M, yeah.
Remember Kent?
Yeah, Kent.
That's
boy,
my father used to smoke back in the 60s and the 70s.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried it for a good old month, and then I was coughing like crazy. My asthma doctor gave me some medicine to calm down, because I don't understand. Your asthma was good, and now it's not. I stopped doing it because I couldn't breathe. I was like, I don't think this is good.
My name is Jerry Lewis. I'm giving out the low. I'm talking to. My name is Jerry Lewis. I'm gonna give out a lady not the Chesterfield, give him a Winchester exclusive to go and offer a lady one. I'm gonna take a lighter and light up, lady.
Yeah,
hey, Louis. My name is Jerry Lewis. Well, what can I do for you?
You got your conga drum with you?
Yeah. We'll save it to next Friday.
Oh, you want to do it next Friday, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I
want
to do the mumble beat next Friday.
Yeah, I got
all
a little
right,
point there.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh? No.
Keep talking. I got a lot of Tito Puente records. They're a little scratched up. I just put on about a CD. Tito Puente albums I had. They got Dance Mania. They got Ran Can Can, Palabaratiri. Oye Como Va. Oye Como Va. You got Ran Can Can. T for Two Mambo. Puente and Percussion.
What about that one? I don't need it.
I don't need it. Give it back. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
You guys, you hear that one with the Mexican guy? He says, "I'm a police officer." He goes, "I'm a police officer." Well, the fellow's like, "You're a police officer? Where's your badge?" "I don't need no badge.
I don't need it."
Hey, Frank, I had a Cuban food last weekend.
What?
Had a Cuban Central. It's in Havana Central. It's at that mall in Nassau County. I had good Cuban food. I ate good rice and beans and steak.
Where was that?
It's in somewhere in Rockville Center someplace.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I had a good time.
All
my
right.
Family was there. I had a cold beer over there. I go.
So you got drunk? Is that it?
No, I didn't drink too much brewski.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's the
You're
difference
good.
Between getting drunk and getting woozy?
Is it the same?
Woozy and all that? Oh, getting woozy. I never get a woozy. I told the waitress about Machito Desionez and Mongo Santa Maria and all that stuff, those pictures of Desi Arnaz and Ricky Ricard and Lucille Ball hanging on the wall.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw female Cuban waitresses.
Oh. I can't say that seriously, Lou. So did you say hi to them?
Yeah, the waiter gave me a good meal over there.
All right, Inner Sight, don't forget we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Sorry.
Thursday, OLT, 7:30, channel.
Have a good weekend.
Man. You too, Louis.
Hey, Louis, give us a little song, man. Start with a little song. A little song.
Chances are that our glory shall win.
Oh,
I'm not coming to you.
Okay.
And it's all you think and I'm over with you. Just because my love drops all still grin and the love drops make me feel good. Love drops will make me kill my stomach and kisses too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Chances are you think that I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
Oh, my. Both of you. I should mute both of your mics.
Chances are.
No, you're not.
I won't. I'll let you
All right.
Finish, but
Johnny
oh Master,
what is he, about 90 years old now?
Yeah. Well, my father.
Masters. Johnny Masters.
No, he's sick. He's 86 years old.
86?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a young guy. Huh?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Johnny, 86, wow.
All right, Inner Sight.
Hey, guys, I'll let you go. Almost 9 o'clock, and have a good weekend. I make sure you're showing next Friday. We're going to have a little joke on Rosanna Dana. I won't forget that one.
And also your conga.
Yeah, I'll try to put it on the mute and play it on the conga drum.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love you, Suzanne.
Okay. Hey, I love you too, Lou. You take care, okay?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Right, bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight, hope you had a little fun, a little craziness, you know, goofing off, you know, and watch out for dogs with fleas. Beware of dogs. How come the sign doesn't say beware of fleas?
From dog.
Yeah. All right, we'll be with you Monday. Matter glad, Inner Sight. Want to thank all our listeners out there and callers and people who listen to us. We appreciate all of our donors. We could use some more of those.
Yeah, thank
all
you.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. All right.
Yep.
Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Thank you.
And don't forget to catch her show Wednesday night. Nursing homes kill people.
Yes, they do.
Get rid of them.
Oh.
We don't want them anymore.
We hate them. Get rid of them.
We hate them.
That's true.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. And a little fun right here on the frolic. I want to thank Jimmy Dinnigan for being on the show. Anyway, you don't want your fans in the ring. Oh, get out of here. Get them out of here.
All right, he's out.
All right.
I dragged him.
And no more fire drills when you see mice, Kramer. All right, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Whoa.
Good night, everyone.